During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cults, Hidden Killers Investigates. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Imagine walking into a restaurant where no one is in a hurry. The bread is baked from scratch. The furniture is handcrafted from reclaimed barnwood. The lighting is warm. The music is soft. And the staff, well, every single one of them, looks you in the eye and smiles like you are the only person in the room. They remember your name the second time you come in. By the third visit, they're asking about your life, not in a way a barista at a chain coffee shop asks how your morning is going. In a way a friend asks, where they can tell something is wrong. And if something is wrong, if you're lonely, if you're struggling, if you just moved to a new town and you don't know his soul, they will invite you to dinner. Not at the restaurant. At their home. And the home will feel just like the restaurant. Warm, chill, full of people who seem genuinely at peace with themselves and each other. You'll think you stumbled into something rare, something beautiful, something real. That is how it reportedly starts. That is the front door. And the name on that front door, in handcrafted lettering, is, ta-da, the Yellow Deli. This is Behind the Yellow Deli, a five-part Hidden Killers investigation into the 12 Tribes, a group the Southern Poverty Law Center classifies as a Christian fundamentalist cult that has allegedly operated behind the warmth of a sandwich shop for over 50 years. This is part one. How they get you in. I know. You may be going, what? I've been getting sandwiches there for years. Well, surprise. You've been buying sandwiches from a cult, in my opinion. The Yellow Deli. And I need to say this as we go into this. This is all my opinion, okay? You can do your research. You can do your digging and you can find your own sets of facts. We did base this on research and facts, but just for legalese speaking, every single damn piece in this series, a five-part series, in my opinion, allegedly. The Yellow Deli is a chain of restaurants operating in at least 33 locations worldwide across the United States, Canada, Australia, the United Kingdom, Brazil, Argentina, Japan, and Spain. The food gets strong reviews. The atmosphere is consistently, it's described as charming, homey, like stepping into another era. One Yelp reviewer wrote that it was the most amazing place they had been in a long while, that the staff treated them like long-lost companions. The interior features barnwood booths, amber basket lamps, handmade hangings, painted murals that tell stories rooted in the group's spiritual vision. The whole thing feels intentional in a way that chain restaurants never really do, because it is intentional. Every detail is reportedly crafted by members of the community, built by hand over months or years, designed to communicate warmth and authenticity. The menu at the original location there reportedly includes a line that read, "Our specialty is the fruit of the spirit. Why not ask?" That, by the way, not a description of food. That's an invitation. You will not find a corporate logo. You will not find a franchise agreement. What you will find, if you look carefully, is that every employee reportedly works without a paycheck. Every one of them has allegedly surrendered their personal savings, their legal name, and in many cases, their contact with their own families. Every one of them is a member of the 12 Tribes, a religious group. Again, the Southern Poverty Law Center classifies as a Christian fundamentalist cult. And you will not find that information anywhere on the Yellow Deli's website, because the entire point is that you are not supposed to know. Enjoy your ham and Swiss while the person who made it for you doesn't get paid. No longer has contact with their own family and has given up all earthly possessions to be part of the group that makes bitchin' sub sandwiches. What's behind all of it? That's what we're about to continue to get into here. And as we do, your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. What's your favorite sandwich? How are you almost brought into a cult over a BLT? It's a fair question. The 12 Tribes was founded in 1972 in Chattanooga, Tennessee, by a man named Gene Spriggs and his fourth wife, Marcia. The original Yellow Deli opened in 1973 as a sandwich shop where members worked for room and board but no salary. That model has reportedly not changed in over 50 years. What has changed is the scale. The group now reportedly maintains approximately 40 active communities across 16 U.S. states and 10 countries. Their businesses include not just the Yellow Deli chain, but also the Mate Factor Tea House, construction firms, organic farms, and bakeries, and allegedly staffed by members working without pay under a 501d tax designation, which allows for-profit religious organizations to operate with a common treasury. The revenue flows into the group. The workers receive housing, food, and the assurance that they are serving God. What they do not receive is a wage, a W-2, or the ability to leave with anything in their pocket. You see? If you're like, well, they're enjoying life. Let them be. Yes, okay, I get that. I'm fine with let live. But here's the deal. There's horror stories, a lot of horror stories, of control, coercive control within the group, and people trying to leave, and people not being able to leave, and issues with exactly that. When they control everything, this is how cults keep people. You make it nearly impossible to actually get out. Not because you don't want to, but because, well, are you going to go live under a bridge, or would you rather stay in the nice, cozy, homey cult bedroom we have here for you with unlimited sandwiches? A lot of folks would take the sandwiches in exchange for their soul. But this episode is not about the finances. This episode is about the walk from the front door to the back room, because what former members describe is not a sudden capture. It's a slow, deliberate process that allegedly turns a friendly meal into total dependence. And the people running it reportedly know exactly what they are doing. Former members across different decades and different countries describe the recruitment pipeline in nearly identical terms. It starts at the deli. A visitor comes in. The staff are warm, attentive, present. They ask questions, not intrusive ones, just enough to find the edges. Where are you from? What brings you here? Do you have family nearby? If the answer suggests vulnerability, loneliness, dislocation, a recent loss, a search for meaning, I came here to figure out the meaning of bacon. The invitations start. Come to a communal meal at one of our homes. Come for a weekend. Stay the week. The warmth intensifies at each stage. So according to former members, does the information gathering. What are your wounds? What are your fears? What are your fractures? That intelligence, that information, former members allege, is not just kindness. It is later used to keep people from leaving. If they just want to get to know you. Yeah, like every cult just wants to get to know you. Come here, I got an e-meter. Put your hands on the cans. Tell me everything. Oh, you want to leave? Well, we're going to expose this shit about you. Oh, that's Scientology. Another cult that uses getting close to you, emotionally connecting and bonding with you, and then weaponizing it to keep you there. They all kind of have the same sort of processes. So it kind of makes them a cult, in my opinion. The process is sometimes described by cult researchers as love bombing. An overwhelming flood of warmth, affirmation, and belonging designed to create emotional dependency before the person realizes what is actually happening. The 12 Tribes reportedly excels at it. One former member described moving into a neighborhood with his wife when they were both 22 years old. Their new neighbors, 12 Tribes members, immediately began helping with their yard, bringing food, finishing home repairs for free. It was neighborly. It was generous. It was, by every outward measure, exactly the kind of community most people spend their lives looking for. According to that former member, it took more than a year before the couple looked at each other and asked, "What have we gotten ourselves into?" Because the warmth reportedly has a direction. And the direction, total surrender. Former members describe a transition that happens so gradually, it's almost invisible. The communal meals become regular. The Bible studies become expected. The group starts to fill every social need, friendship, purpose, spiritual guidance, practical help. And as the group fills those needs, outside relationships start to shrink. Not because anyone explicitly says you must cut off your family, but because you are spending all your time with the community. And the community subtly reinforces the idea that the outside world is broken, fallen, dangerous. You know, like a coercively controlled abusive relationship with a lover. Except this one's a cult. Friendship with the world, Spriggs reportedly preached, is enmity with God. They isolate you. Then comes the ask. It doesn't come from a demand. It comes as an invitation to go deeper, to commit, to become part of something real. And what that commitment looks like, according to former members, is this. You surrender your possessions, your bank account, your car, your legal name. You take a Hebrew name chosen by the group. You move into communal housing. Your labor belongs to the community. Your schedule belongs to the community. Your relationships, your diet, your clothing, the shape of your eyeglasses, the amount of toilet paper you use, all of it reportedly becomes subject to group authority. You are not joining a church. You are, according to former members, handing your entire life to an organization and trusting that the people who now control it have your best interests at heart, because what group that takes all of that from you couldn't possibly have your best interests at heart, right? Former members describe daily life inside the 12 tribes as governed by a level of micro control that most people cannot imagine until they actually experience it. Work schedules are reportedly set by group leaders, often running 16 to 20 hours a day. Members are not allowed to vote. They were not allowed to access mainstream medicine in many cases. Issues were handled internally. Women were allegedly assigned subservient roles as wives and mothers, forbidden from using birth control, and in some cases, required to give birth without medication. Men were assigned to labor crews. Everyone worked. Nobody was paid. And the work was not optional, allegedly. It was framed as spiritual practices, services, the price of salvation. If you refused, if you questioned, if you pushed back in any visible way, the consequence was not a conversation. It was reportedly isolation. Public correction and the threat of spiritual exile, being told that your soul was in danger because you were not submitting fully enough to the authority of the community, the Yellow Deli.
That's the allegations.
You're thinking really differently about that chicken salad now, aren't you? And once you're in, the architecture of control allegedly makes leaving feel nearly impossible. You have no money. You gave it all. You have no resume. Your labor was unpaid and unrecorded. You may have no education beyond the group's own homeschooling, and you have no outside social network. Contact with non-members was allegedly restricted or forbidden. According to FBI interviews with former members, the group's own internal rules reportedly prohibit community members from associating with outside people outside of the organization. You were taught that the outside world is spiritually dead, that leaving the community means losing your salvation, that your children will be lost without the group's guidance. For people who were born into the 12 tribes, and there are now second and third generation members, there is nothing to go back to. There is only forward in a world they were raised to fear. One former member who left after being raised inside the group from birth described the experience of exiting as being born with an adult body but feeling like a child or an alien. He did not know how to use an ATM. He did not know how to use a vending machine. He knew nothing about the world because the world was exactly what the group had been designed to keep out. This is the architecture. This is what allegedly sits behind the handcrafted booths and the homemade bread and the smiling staff. Not a religion that people freely join and freely leave. A system that, according to former members and cult researchers, is designed to identify the vulnerable, meet the needs, create dependency, and then close the door behind them. So slowly that they don't hear it shut. Steve Asana, a mental health professional who specializes in cults, has described the delis as recruitment vehicles. He told reporters that the staff are trained to be warm and welcoming because the entire purpose is to draw people into a deeper relationship with the organization. They do not know who they are. He said about the communities where Yellow Delis operate, they seem friendly and warm. They're nice people. People in cults are good people and nice people, but they have this versus us mentality. They deceive the locals from behind the counter. The system works. The 12 tribes has reportedly maintained a membership of approximately 3,000 people worldwide. Members cycle through, people leave, new people come in, but the pipeline reportedly stays full because the delis stay open. As recently as April of 26, the group closed a Yellow Deli location in Kingston, Ontario, and immediately relocated to a new storefront in Granique, drawing an immediate community backlash from residents who recognize the group's name and its history. They are not retreating. They are not slowing down. They're opening next door, setting the next table, baking the next loaf of bread, and waiting for the next person who walks in looking for something they cannot find anywhere else. The model has not changed since 1973. The only thing that's changed here is how many doors there are. The bread is real. The warmth is real. The question is, what happens after the warmth becomes the only warmth you know? Then you discover, according to the people who have been through it and come out the other side, that you cannot leave without walking into the cold with nothing. No money, no name, no skills, no one waiting. Just the road and the silence. And the memory of a place that felt like home until it became a cage. In part two of Behind the Yellow Deli, we go behind the doors that the public never sees. There was a stick above every one of them. And what former members say happened to the children inside these communities is the reason this series exists. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of it. Obviously, allegedly, in my opinion, on all of this. I'd love to get your opinion on all of this in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are in the description. We'll continue our conversation there. Part two is coming up next. I hope you'll join us for it. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular Friday morning. you get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, wanted, dead or wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.